The birth and development of the conserve industry. The simplest method used to preserve tomatoes, first documented in Sicily in 1868, was to sun-dry the entire plant, which was harvested before complete ripening. The tomatoes kept their sugar content in the following months and were available to use in winter. In time, it became also common practice to grind the tomatoes and boil them for a long time without the seeds and peels in order to obtain a dense, dark sauce, which then was sun-dried. This was called black conserve and was rolled up in loaves and wrapped in oiled paper to protect it over time. The first varieties of tomatoes which were brought to Parma from seaports through Piacenza were the Riccio of Nice and the Genuine Ribbed, and from these were derived two varieties, the Riccio or Quarantino Parmigiano, used mostly for everyday cooking, and the Ladino of Panocchia, chosen by Carlo Rognoni to produce tomato conserve. The first company to process tomato in the Parma area was formed by a group of local farmers in 1874 and was called the Anonymous Society of Farmers for the Preparation of Tomato Conserve. As early as the 1800s, they exported loaves of black conserve to Great Britain and Argentina. In the meantime, the discoveries of the Frenchman Appert made it possible to devise modern methods of processing and canning. At first, glass jars were used, and later cans made of tin plate were employed. At the beginning of the 1900s, boilers and extractors came into use. These were first built in France and later spread everywhere thanks to local mechanical industries, and made it possible to use the vacuum method. This method is more convenient and safe, and with it, lighter conserves, known as double and triple, can be obtained, which are easier to can and sell.